This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Paul Zeiss Show, and we have been moving around a lot and talking about a lot of different things. And joining us now is our good friend from Duquesne, the head basketball coach, Keith Dambrot, who I don't imagine, Keith, that you've had a lot of fun these last few weeks not really being able to get out of the house a lot.
Well, it's probably the most I've been home in about 25 years, so I'm just glad my wife hasn't divorced me yet.
That seems to be a common thing, a theme among a lot of people. What have you been doing sort of to occupy your time, especially because you know, things still go on? You still have to recruit players. You still have to do a lot of things that you would be doing normally.
Well, Paul, really what I've done is I've basically just changed my routine a little bit and have done a lot of things over the phone. And we really think like that we can use this time to really, you know, help ourselves. And by that, I mean, you know, making sure that we stay up on junior recruiting, those young guys. We've seen a lot of young kids, so we feel like it's going to help us because it keeps some of the high majors off of some of the guys we really like because they haven't seen them.
Yeah, I mean, and now, you know, obviously, you know, they keep moving back the recruiting dead period. How are you going to, you know, if, say, this goes through July and you lose some of that summer stuff, are there ways you can evaluate players without actually seeing them live?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not as easy. I mean, you have to make judgments on film, which sometimes is difficult. I do think, you know, in our case, you know, we don't have a lot of scholarships to give in that class. We only have three. Although, you know, nowadays with the way the transfer portal is, you could have eight. I mean, it's a whole new world, and especially when you don't have your kids on campus, I think that's probably the scariest thing for all coaches right now is just making sure they retain their players.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. There's, what, 500 or 600? What, actually, I think 600 or 700 guys in that transfer portal. Do you think at some point, Keith, you know, it's going to come back the other way where you know, we're not going to see this ridiculous number of guys in it every year?
No, I think it's going to get worse, Paul. I mean, because I think the new rule is going to go in for next year where, you know, these guys are immediately eligible. Because really football and basketball and maybe one other sport are the only sports where kids aren't immediately eligible. So I think that's going to come into play, and I think that's going to really open things up. And it's going to be the wild, wild west, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I get it, and I think it's something where – you know, we should help student athletes have some choices, but I don't necessarily think it's a good thing if we're talking about, you know, 1,000, 1,200 kids every year being out there. How important is it as a part of recruiting now to actually look at it for a coach? You know, I mean, do you actually sort of look at it, you know, regularly to see if there are some intriguing names that might be able to help you?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, obviously any big guy on that list, every school in the country is going to recruit if they're any good. And the high majors especially, they're going to plug their holes with those mid-major guys that were those big guys that were good players at the mid-major. You know, they might not necessarily be great players at the high major, but they can plug some minutes, and the big guys are hard to come by. So we look quite a bit. You know, again, we're a little bit more freshman dominated. I'd rather take freshmen and have them for 4 years, although that might be a lost art coming moving forward, because I think we're becoming more like junior colleges now, where we retool every year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, I've heard a lot of coaches talk about that now, that the 4 year, you know, getting guys and having them for 4 years is ideal, but it's not as easy as it used to be.
No, I think even over the last 3 years, it's become really, really difficult. And I think every player on your team at some point now looks for greener pastures. Now, they may not act on those impulses, but they all look, even guys that have had success. And then you look at guys that leave our league and they're all playing at the high majors. Guys on our team and other teams are looking and saying, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Now, I will give you a statistic. There were 15 mid-major guys that moved to the high majors last year that averaged double figures, and none of them averaged double figures at the high majors. So, you know, I think that's kind of a scary statistic.
That is actually a really good statistic. Now, Keith, you guys had a really good year this year. I mean, obviously, you took another step forward in your program. I'm assuming you've had now some time to kind of look back, and even though you didn't get to finish it, what were your thoughts on the way that your season went?
Well, I think we did a lot of good things considering our circumstances. You know, I'm probably a little happier with it now than I was during the season. We, you know, only one team in our league actually had a better record against the top eight teams in the league than we did, and that was Dayton. Everybody else, we won five games against the top eight teams in the league, and nobody but Richmond did that. So, you know, we showed we could play with the best teams in the league. We have to do a better job against the average teams in the league. And, you know, we just have to be more mature, care about winning a little bit more. But overall, we've made some strides, and we have to continue to clean up our culture and get even better culturally. And I think if we do that, we'll be right there to be one of the best teams in the league every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about it is it's a process. But I kind of felt like you guys took a pretty big step forward this year, and you've got a lot coming back next year. So you've got to be really feeling good about where you're headed.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that scares me at all the time is the fact that we have three guys that, you know, can graduate and go anywhere they want. So they have to show some loyalty and stay, or we'll have to fix it again, which, you know, you just kind of make sure you just keep recruiting, because you just never know what happens, especially when they're at home and people tamper with them and people are telling them they can play here and there and everywhere. And, you know, you just got to be careful. And that's kind of what the business has turned into.
Do you have a hard and fast rule if one of your guys, some coaches do, if one of your guys wants to go into the transfer portal, do you basically say, well, you better find another place to go because you can't come back here? Or are you more open-minded about it?
You know what? That's a good question, really. The one thing I'll tell you is we try to always make sure that we have some guys on our list so that if somebody leaves, we have ourselves covered. And that's a little bit hard to do when you think about it, because, you know, you have to keep people warm and you don't even really have a scholarship. Now, the good thing now is that everything's pushed back a little bit, so if it did happen, we could recover. But, look, we have faith in our guys that they're going to come back. I mean, but if you look around the country, they don't, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Now, you made mention of the circumstances of this year. I think I read because of this virus, the construction of your arena has been delayed a little bit. Is that true?
We're on hold right now, Paul, and look, I'm too old to go through it again. I don't know if I can do it again.
Yeah, I mean, do you get any sense that they might be able to, that you might be able to get started again and maybe still finish on time?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, the government lifts some construction constraints so that these guys can, you know, do some work, because it is a pretty big area. I think they could probably, you know, do it safely. But again, if it puts people at health risk, then we're better off not to do it. I mean, listen, we can't control any of this. We're kind of in uncharted waters. So we'll do what we have to do next year, regardless of whether we're in that arena or not. I hope we're in it, though.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's something that is down the road. Now, Bob Huggins was on earlier today and floated the idea that they should just take the NCAA tournament and play it in, like, October next year before the season starts. Basically, look at the teams that were going to be in the NCAA tournament and have it in October. What are your thoughts on that idea?
Well, Bob's one of my best friends, so I can't, like, really disagree with him because he'll be mad at me forever. But, I mean, it's a hard deal. You know, you've got some teams that have underclassmen that will be back, and then you've got some guys that are going to be pros that aren't ever going to come back to college. So, it would kind of be a weird deal, I think. So I don't really know if there's a great answer. And we don't even know if we're going to even be playing in the fall. You know, who knows, really? But whatever Bob wants, Bob gets, so I'm good with Bob.
Well, what's funny about Bob is he has no problem, like, you know, ripping on guys like Calipari, you know, is one of his really good friends. Today he was making the observation that he thinks John Calipari's wardrobe is overrated because he thinks he wears the same suit for every game. So,
well, I don't know how Bob could say anything about anybody's wardrobe, really.
That's very true. He's a trendsetter, no question about it. Like, my point about that whole idea, though, was if you look at a team that you're familiar with, Dayton, I'm going to go out on a limb and say whatever NBA team drafts, Obi Dodden or whatever his name is. Yeah. Whatever NBA team drafts him is probably not going to say, hey, you can go back and play for 3 weeks with your college team while you're under contract with us. So they would probably be a really different team, and I bet you if you went across the country, there'd be a lot of teams like that, wouldn't there, that just would not be the same team.
Yeah, that's the first thing that went through my mind is, you know, all the first-round draft picks, they're not playing in that tournament. So, I mean, that's the problem with the whole postponement deal in college basketball, whereas the NBA obviously could get away with it because, you know, they could play it later in the year.
Yeah, exactly. There's no question. There's no question about it. So last one I have for you is I've seen, and I don't know if you've officially signed these guys or not, but I've seen that you've got a couple of commitments and guys that come through. Are you happy with where you're at in recruiting?
Yeah, I think we've filled some needs. We felt like, you know, we didn't shoot the ball as well as we needed to really to be a high-level championship quality team. We feel like we've improved our shooting. I can't really comment on the guys that we haven't signed. We also feel like we've improved our toughness level, which I thought had to get a little bit better. And I just feel like we've piecemealed our team together to be a little bit more well-rounded. So, again, like, I think that's the key in basketball is you don't necessarily need to have the best players at every position, but you have to have pieces that fit pretty well together. And I think that's kind of the key for us. I feel like we're a little bit more well-rounded now.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's about getting better every year, and you certainly have done that. Keith, thank you so much for taking some time. You know, I know it's a weird time for everybody, but I really appreciate you taking some time and joining me to talk some hoop.
I really appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much.
All right, that's Keith Dambrot, Duquesne's men's basketball coach. He's done a really, really good job so far, and he's got to keep going. Just going to continue to get that thing better. And boy, the arena thing is big. You know, they played in what, three or four different arenas. I know I think the women's team played in four or five different arenas this year as their home venue. So you hope that they can get that thing solved, and get it together so that they don't have another year of scrambling to find places to play. We've got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.